Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to I almost just forgot the name of it.
What show are we on again?
Oh my god, sorry, I've got Kilted Man on the brain here. We're Desperate House Witches. This is Dorian.
We're obviously fucking desperate because we just talked to a hot looking guy who's gonna be on later, and all we can think about is a good looking man in a kilt. Oh, my God. You have him on the brain. I will have him on everything else. Thank you very much. One in my eyes, pass it. This is Raina. How are you guys tonight? We're off to a fucking rolling start, as you can tell.
Oh, God, yeah. We're just like, we don't even pause to, like, take a breath before we start the show anymore. I love it. I think it's awesome.
Well, I don't know about you. I was in the bathroom before you called me in, for God's sake. I mean, you know.
Oh, my God. I don't want to know what you were doing in there. You were putting on makeup, weren't you?
Well, I have to tell you, now that we've talked to half a second of our guest tonight, and I have to tell you, his voice alone, delish, yummo. Serve that up with a side salad. I hope his friends are just as hot. I am loving it.
Oh,
but
yeah,
I digress.
They're supposed to be a fun crew. I don't know. As he told us, they may not be, they're on speaking terms, but they're at different ends of their mansion. So this should be fun tonight.
Oh, I can't wait to hear the shit they say about each other. Oh, it's going to be fun. We're going
That's
to have a good one tonight.
I would not believe what he just did. Oh, my God. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I don't even want to know. Well, actually, I do want to know. I want to experience. Next, let me stop. I am 17 kinds of night. I know. I have to get myself together. What?
You need a piece of chocolate. Go get a piece of chocolate and calm down.
Sure, I need a piece of something. It ain't chocolate, I will tell you right now.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So, hello. How are you guys doing?
How is everyone? Oh, my God. What kind of a week did you have? I spent like 3 days without talking to my sister. It was not good. I had withdrawal over the weekend last week. It is not healthy for me.
No, it's just been like not terrible, just kind of wacky. That I guess that's the best way to describe this week. It's just wacky. Before I go into that, though, I do want to give my shout out so I don't forget, we are having Witch Dr. Utu of the Dragon Ritual Drummers and some of his Rasha's buddies, and we are going to be talking to them. But I want to say hi to my cousin Jessica, who I hope is listening in right now. But what am I going to send you, Jessica? That's right, a knuckle sandwich and a bag of chips.
Loving those tips. I need some tips. Why is the chat room not loading for me? You know, this is ridiculous. I can't sign into my own fucking show. What is that about?
No one's giving you a problem. Have you tried a different computer?
You know, I've tried a different computer. I've tried a different fucking room. I think next time I'm going to try another planet. I don't know what the hell's wrong. But in any event, I got a fucking phone call. Can I just vent, please? Can a witch bitch for a minute here, please?
Yes,
I've got to cut loose.
Go
I get a fucking phone call this morning from husband 3, okay, as he will go forward and be named. Husband 3, who is back home in the tri-state region, we won't go any further than that, and proceeds to underhandedly let me know that he's going to see his ex. He didn't come out and say it, but this woman was like the bane of my fucking existence for 26 years, 25 years. Really? Really? You're going to do that shit to me? But anyway, yeah, it's like, you know what? Do me a favor. Keep that information to yourself. I don't give a shit. It just got under my skin. It got under my skin, and I shouldn't have let it, but it did. So, really? Do we have to go there? And it's like not like he would get back with her, because if he did, he would need to be beaten with a stick. Can I just tell you?
Well, you know, at this point, if he's dumb enough to do it, I wouldn't stand in his way.
Have at it,
really?
Motherfucker. It didn't work the first time. Try again. Seriously? I mean, you know, sometimes people don't fucking learn. I don't know what that's about. I don't get it. Maybe
Well, you know, sometimes a lesson needs to be, like, you know, drilled or hammered or, you know, whatever, what have you. You know, sometimes you just need a friggin' trepanation party and just pour it in there.
Just pour it in. Throw it in, pour it in. Throw it the fuck on there. Set another log on fire. But anyway, you know, I don't...
Grab a can of hairspray and a lighter.
Well, see, and I know I shouldn't let it bother me, and, you know, the problem for me is, in addition to the fact that she was a fucking bitch to me, she's also one of ours. So it's like, not that I would do anything to her, and I would hope that she wouldn't do anything to me, but you just never know. Somebody could get a crazy idea and want to do a little spell casting on your sister's ass. It would not be pretty.
Well, and she's one of those that, you know, doesn't think it through that before she would do it. But honestly, you've got so much protection on you, it would bounce right the fuck back off.
Oh, my God.
Don't even let that energy. Huh?
I was going to say it's like having a super high-energy, amazing condom all over me. It's a psychic condom. When the world is throwing shit at you, my love, put on your magic condom. It will protect you. You will be protected from all the nastiness in the world. Wear your condom.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's an important message. I don't mind doing a PSA for the folks. A public service announcement is good to do.
Yes, there you go. Well, you know, and actually I was talking to, I don't know, well, wasn't really talking to rather than being talked at by this person today. And
what did the bitch do? Let me fucking fry her. Come on.
No. Trust me. She is definitely one of those people. She is her own worst fucking enemy. It's like, you know, and I'm not going to name the group, you know, out of respect for the person. It's just, oh, God. It's like, really? Seriously?
What happened? You're emoting without giving me details. I want details. I want dirt. Give me the dirt, Dan.
Well, okay, this is in a specific group, and, you know, some of the people in the chat room know which one I'm talking about.
Well, I'm not a fucking member. Enlighten your sister. Get to it. Snappy. I have to pull cards. Come on.
Oh, that's right. she just came in with a chip on her shoulder, and it was just like, you know, like, everything was about her. Have you ever had somebody come into a group and just try to take it the hell over and, oh, it's about me now. And, oh, look how smart I am. And look at what I can teach you. Ugh. It's like, seriously, that gets under my fucking skin. It's like, I understand, you know, I'm one of those people that, yes, you can learn something from everybody. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's like, you know, your worst enemy. You can especially learn lessons from them. You know,
just not as much fun.
No, it's not like, you know, you're not fucking handing out goddamn tickets to the attraction of what is you when you enter a room. It's like, you know, oh, you automatically assume everybody's turning around and looking at you, and, oh, look at how precious, what a special little fucking snowflake you are. So anyway, I'm fine. People like that bug me. It's like, you know, you want to be part of a community. Be a fucking community. Be part of it. Don't try to take it over. Don't try to be the center of it. We are all standing around in a circle. Sometimes people go in the spotlight, but just chill the fuck out.
So what does this piece of work actually do?
I don't want to give away too many details, just for the simple fact that, you know, it's
Was she a me monkey? Was that it? Is she just a me monkey? Me?
Yeah, very much, and she's, like, assuming everybody's attacking her. You know, when we weren't even, she's holding a conversation by herself, and, like, all of a sudden we're attacking her, and it's like, nobody was even talking to you. I don't get what your deal is. Like, people lost their tempers today, and I lost my temper today, which is not extremely likely to happen at any given time. But oh, and that's on top of the fucking cat. I know.
Please,
I told you about the cat.
Explain this with the cat. What happened now? Your son. You must explain first that you have a child who's extremely magical.
Yes, I have a twit, as I like to call him. No, I'm not insulting him. For anybody who hasn't heard that term before, I got it from a dear friend, but it means tiny witch in training. So every once in a while, I will call my children twits. I'm not being derogatory to them. I love my boys. I love my babies. So my youngest is a conjurer. He is a manifester of his proportions, I should say, because he can't manifest, like, you know, why not bags of money? You know, like, a Loomis truck out front of our house. That would be awesome. You know, an ice cream truck driving by, you know, handing out wads of money. No, this child wants, you know, he wants to turn me into a crazy cat lady. Because...
I know he had mentioned he wanted another cat. I know you guys already have a couple. And then he decided that he wanted one more.
Yeah, but he mentioned this last week when Ash was homesick. He turns around and he goes, we should get another kitty. Kitties are cute. And it's like, yeah, kitties are cute. No more cats. Please don't conjure any more cats. You know, and I said this in front of his father because his father knows. You know, this child has done things that he can't explain. And, you know, being agnostic, he's like, okay, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. But he manifested two cats. He decided mommy had a cat. You know, because Magpie is, you know, she's pretty much mine. She's a family cat, but she's pretty much my cat. And we also adopted a dog, Zeus, and that was Daddy's doggy. So he and his brother needed a cat. And I'm like, no, we can't get any more cats. You know, let's just wait for a while. Let's let these two, you know, settle into each other. And we had gotten Zeus in October. We had adopted him then. And then turned around, New Year's Eve. I'm out in the back because Drew lost a piece of jewelry that I had given him. It was like a little dragon head affine. Well, he lost the knife part out in the backyard, so I was just out there looking for it. And I hear this meowing, and I'm like, oh, hi, kitty. I didn't even turn around. I was just saying hi to the kitty because they were meowing. So, like, I don't know, it was probably like 15, 20 minutes later, I saw my neighbor coming across the street to my other neighbor's house next to ours, and she's like, you know, she's looking under his car and everything. I'm like, oh, okay, she lost her cat. Didn't think anything of it. No. All of a sudden, Robin's knocking on the door, and she's like, is this your kitty? You know, and I'm like, no. I'm like, oh, God. You know, and, of course, it was a black cat. You know, and I missed Hunter, and, you know, he passed away a couple of years ago, and I was like, oh, God, it's a black cat. You know, Like, I love my black cat. Well, there was also one up in the tree. Yeah, there was one up in the tree, and I was like, okay, that's one for each. You know, and I looked at him, he looked at me, he's like, all right, we can keep them. So we did. So, yeah, that's the story of how my my child manifested cats. And I thought, okay, maybe that was a coincidence, but he really wanted those cats. Well, he really wanted another one. So I walk out this morning, and there's a cat in my yard. And I was like, oh, cute. You know me, talking to the animals. So I go up to her, and she comes, like, running over, and she's been, all of a sudden, she, like, would not leave my side. She was, like, butting my leg. She was rubbing all against me. I was like, oh, okay, hi, kitty. Wow, you're awfully friendly. Yeah, so she had kittens in our yard. So it's not just one cat.
She
wanted
food.
I'm like, oh, jeez, crazy. Are you kidding me? I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, because I can't very well, like, trap her and have her hauled off or, you know, because especially in this economy, it's like that's kind of a death sentence. You know, but it was like, okay, you know, and then I think I was on the phone with you, and I went out there, and, yeah, you were on the phone with me when she friggin' bit me. And I was just like, oh, I was mad, because she, you know, she bit me pretty damn hard. And I didn't think about it until a little while later when I told you that that was probably a stupid idea to pick up a mama cat, you know, because I was trying to get her away from my legs because she almost tripped me. So I put her on the roof of my car. Well, she finally, like, jumped down and attacked my foot. I'm like, oh, you little fucking cunt. Ow! That hurt. I was like, after I fed you, how dare you?
Yes, because wild animals understand that.
I know. Well, I think, you know, I talk to them, they can talk back to me. They understand what I'm talking about. Duh.
I don't even understand you half the time. What are you talking about?
Oh, I don't understand myself. It's like, I got babbleitis.
Babbleitis. She babbles on.
Babbleitis.
Yeah, no, that is not a good disease.
It makes you strip naked and belly dance.
No. Oh, God. Well, no, I belly danced for a while back in the day anyway. So, that's a separate issue that we are not going to go into. Anyway.
Actually, well, I have some of your belts here. I love them. They are jingly-jingly.
I like to make noise when I walk. And I don't mean the sound of my thighs rubbing together. I want a jingle, jangle, jingle. Right. I want to make a joyful noise, not the sound of wood burning. Thank you.
Setting fires in you. As you go, she's just a fire starter. Oh, wait, an evil fire starter. I'm sorry.
You're not sorry in the least. You are just out there tonight. We're both kind of out there tonight, so I'm going to just, and I'm not even going to apologize for it. I'm just going to call it like it is.
Hey,
it
we haven't
is.
Killed anybody. We're doing good. You know, nobody, no people have gone missing this week, so.
Yeah, not exactly. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
We're on the air now, aren't we? I can't talk about
it.
Yeah, too many witnesses. Oh, not so good. All right.
We're going to have to hear you.
So this is the situation. No, I can't go after an entire crowd. It's not going to happen, but... I do have to say before we get started tonight, because I don't know how long this is going to run, I have the feeling we are in for guests that pack a real punch. So if you would like to go ahead and issue the blessing now before we get started, as opposed to at the end of the show, that might be a good idea.
You know what? I think that's a good idea, because
I think
we are going to have far too much fun to stop.
No, and I have the feeling the show's going to get cut before we're actually done. So, why don't you go ahead and do what we like to do at the end of every show, and do it now, and then I'll pull cards. We'll do the whole fucking show backwards. It'll be beautiful.
There you go. Gotta love it. It'll be backwards day. Why am I singing? What the fuck is wrong with me?
Got a wild hair somewhere. Pull it out.
I know. Don't let the judge hear that. They're going to throw me back in jail.
I know.
Like, I'm not supposed to be singing in public.
I know.
So, all right. Oh. Deep breath. Great mother and great father, we thank you for being here with us tonight and for us tonight. We thank you for the wealth, health, and happiness of our family, our friends, and all of our listeners and all of their family and friends. I am so grateful to have my sister in my life, and I thank you for this radio program. I thank you for the friends that I've made through it, and just the amazing people that I've met in the past at least 2 years that you've just opened my world up. I am thankful for this wonderful weather. I am thankful for you taking the cats and finding them a decent home for all of them, however many there are. I want them to be at peace. I want them to be happy and fat and lap cats. Anything you want to add, sis?
Yes.
Hello?
Thank you. I would like to.
Oh. Okay.
Anyway, I'm going to take over now.
Yes.
I would like to say that I am grateful for all of the things we have. I am grateful for all the things that are coming, not just for us, but for everyone out there listening and for everyone who has a concern. We ask Great Mother and Great Father to bless you and to address your concerns, each and every one of them. And in the name of the Great Mother and the Great Father, so mote it be.
So mote it be. All right, pull them cards, baby.
All right, I'm shuffling. Don't.
Every damn shuffle.
Don't.
Sorry,
What did I just say? Don't. You just yelled at yourself for singing on the air. What are you doing?
I know. I cannot help it. I swear, it's like a disease. It's like,
okay.
You know, can't sing-itis.
Can't sing-itis. All right, go ahead and sing your little every day I'm shuffling part, because I'm shuffling.
Okay, every day I'm shuffling. I can't do the dubstep mix.
All right,
try,
you know what?
It's going to be worse.
Uh-oh. Okay, I just pulled three cards. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Past card. Loss, dullness, unhappiness, things passing away. Present or very near to the present. Unexpected money coming in. Money that somebody is waiting for a specific concern. Don't worry, it is coming. Third card. Wait. Third card, which is also the Saturday card.
Ooh.
A great deal of enjoyment. So tomorrow is going to be a lovely day. I want everyone to focus on their lovely day.
Lovely day. I'm getting ready to sing again.
Do me a favor.
Yes. Smack myself?
Okay. No, don't smack yourself. Get our guest on the line. I need some male energy, you know, inspiration, injection, however I can get it. Get me some.
Fine, I see how you are. You don't want to talk to me anymore.
I can talk to you every day, and I do. Can I have the guest on the line?
Yes, you may. Hold on, just 1 second.
Thank y'all.
Good evening, Doctor. Or which Doctor Utu? How are you?
Wow, language, ladies, language.
Yes, we're back.
I speak it well, don't I?
Well, I picked the wrong night to have all the Sunday school kids over for an exchange program. They're all crying in the other room right now, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah, you tell those little fuckers to keep it down, okay? We're on the air.
They're listening.
Oh, I'm totally kidding.
Utsu, we want to know about you. So tell us what your situation is. I'm dying to hear it.
My situation is it's Friday night, just another Friday night in the DRD mansion, hanging around and listening to two foul-mouthed, desperate house witches in the Carolinas. And that is so far the evening.
Awesome. Go ahead, sis.
Tell us about the mansion. What is what did you call it, the DNR?
The DRD stands for Dragon Ritual Drummers. And, you know, and since we all live together in a big old abandoned castle, you know, and on the weekends, since we see each other so much, we try to, you know, spend the Friday nights apart, different wings, different areas, so we don't really have to see each other. It's big enough like that. Some parts of it are condemned anyway, so it's just easier that way. We all have our own little area, you know, with our own little running water, our little hot stove. It's very, very, very high, you know, wealth factor is very big. Yeah, highfalutin for sure. So, you know,
awesome.
It's the mansion we live in, you know, and it's just cheaper that way. Why would we all have our own mansion? We consolidate our costs, and we just live in the same one together in our own wings.
Wow.
There you go. And those sheets work wonders.
We got a good deal on it. We got a deal on it because there was a horrible massacre in the house. You know, a crazy man with an axe. You know, the same old story. It happens all the time. But we had no problem with it.
He moved out first, right?
Yeah. And they said, hey, look, if you don't mind cleaning up after your own mess, you guys can get a good deal. So we said, all right. And we agreed to it.
Awesome. I love it.
The other members are probably not listening. So why don't you give us the scoop on the group and who's in it and what everybody does, and maybe we'll play a clip.
Well, we have six members in the band. My name, Utsu. We also have Drago, who's in the band. We have another guy named Naresh, Adrian, and Ian, and Flint. So there's six of us. We all play a variety of different instruments, mostly percussion and drums, but if we are able to, then we will also play various exotic instruments. We play on such a wide array of events and stages that sometimes we can only play certain parts of our music because some of it does require a real sound system, you know, with really good microphones and such. So, you know, when we can, we'll play world music. And so we're pretty much a pagan drumming troupe. We were formed out of a pagan men's circle up here in Niagara where we live called the Niagara Pagan Men's Circle. And that circle has been going for 16 years now. And the band, in theory, has been going for a little over 10. And every member of our troupe is a member of the men's circle. We don't bring musicians in that are, you know, just because they're great drummers or anything like that. They pretty much have to join our circle, be coming to it regularly. You know, be practicing magic with us. So once a month, we get together, and it's just represented by all sorts of different traditions. We have quite a few of the guys in the band that are serve the voodoo tradition, of course, but we have, Drago, who's from born in Sicily. We got a few foreigners in the band. You know, Canada is very multicultural, so many of us were born somewhere else and grew up here in Canada. That's one of the beauties of this country. So we have a lot of European influence as well. Of course, where we live, there's a myth of a native dragon that lived in Niagara Falls that was placated by the original inhabitants. And so we have a real connection to that serpent, which is where we got our name from. And so, yeah, many years ago, we decided to serve that serpent, offer it some music. Some money was kicking around, so we said, let's record a CD. And then it's just been one crazy manifestation after another, and we just keep following it. And we've been very lucky, really happy to chase this dragon's tail that he takes us on this journey. It's a beautiful thing.
That's amazing.
He is definitely flying you guys in great directions because you guys are fantastic. Anytime I hear your music, I gotta get up and dance. It's gonna be hard not to dance tonight. But go ahead.
Have you got a sample ready, like to spin?
Yes.
Let people have a listen.
Actually, I sure do. This is actually my favorite. I like both of them, but I really like this one. So I'm gonna play a clip if you don't mind of Sangha.
Okay.
All right. Let's see if this is going to play. Ah, there we go.
Ashe, 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 Banga Alapia, ashe, ashe, Banga Alapia, ashe, ashe, Banga Alapia, ashe, 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 Banga Alapia, ashe, ashe.
The Dragon Ritual Drummers website. I'm going to post that again. And that song
too
is
late,
actually available for free download, as is Serpentine Seduction, which we may play a clip later. But, oh, God. Oh, I love it. So is your CD available now? Can everybody go and buy a copy of it?
Yeah, everyone can buy a copy of our CDs at our website right now. Occasionally, we do stock the occasional occult shop around the continent. We'll buy a few of them, but predominantly, you have to buy them from our website. However, it's probably going to be another 3 weeks tops. We've gone back onto iTunes, so very soon, if people keep coming to our website or to our Facebook page or something, we'll be announcing it and showing the link, and we're going to try that again and see how that works out. So we're going to make our music. We purposely weren't on iTunes for quite some time because, to be quite frank, we weren't making any money on it. There's a reason why some of those big bands like Kiss and stuff stayed off of it for a while till they could get a better deal, to be quite honest. It's not very friendly to bands, but whatever. We decided to give it another shot, so we'll be back up on the iTunes, apps and all that stuff within a couple of weeks, 3 weeks tops. But go to DragonRitualDrummers.com. You can buy our CDs. They'll be mailed right to your house, possibly by one of our members, dressed as a little baby witch, warlock, you know, and he puts on a little dance, delivers it, and there you go. You know, you can't get a better deal for that.
That is perfect. And they don't care about the travel because I'm like down south and in the United States. So
no, we always fight for the down south stuff. That way some of us can get a tan, you know, and
awesome.
You know, get some cheap beer and stuff. So, you know, more America, the better, you know. Where else are we going to get foul-mouthed women, you know? America, that's where.
You know, and I tell you, next time you're down here, we'll buy you a Pabst.
Well, we weren't too far from you recently. We were just down in Florida at the Florida Pagan Gathering. They flew us down, and we got to check out the Florida pagan scene, and or at least those who attend that festival. And we had an amazing time there. Wicked people, wicked event, and Florida Pagan Gathering definitely treated us good. It's not very many festivals fly us that far away, so that was quite an event, and it was monumentous for us. It was a good time. We're still reeling from that one.
Yeah, that is fantastic. Oh, wow. I know, and we can everybody can, sorry, I'm tripping over my words here. I need a sip of water. Go to their event, their calendar of events page, and that way, you know, we can keep up with where you guys are going to be and how often does that get updated?
The Facebook page, pretty much somebody's checking it daily. And like we pretty much, if people now they have that option in Facebook on the band pages that you can send messages through it. So, you know, we're checking every day. We do communicate with a lot of people. If anybody wants to contact us, that's the best place. I mean, we used to be really into MySpace, of course. Who didn't back then? We've been around so long. We were from the MySpace days. But, it's the best way to communicate with us. So that's where you're going to find us. And then on the Facebook page, you got to click the My Band option for Reverb Nation, or you just go to our website, and, you know, you can see all of our shows there. You know, so our Facebook page, the wall and stuff, that's mostly where people are just posting to say hello, or we post what we're doing in a few days. But check our website and see what we're at, where we're going to be. You know, maybe we'll be near you wherever you are.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we've already posted the link. The link is already on our page. So come by and visit. You can hook up with them on our page if you can't remember the full name.
Oh, look who just walked in here. That's funny. See, we had a deal where we were supposed to stay in our own sections of the mansion, but Drago is here.
Did you need the blanket?
Oh, hi, Drago. Hey, do you want to talk to some foul-mouthed, desperate house witches? I mean, they're our favorite kind. Here, come and say hello to the ladies.
Who are you talking to?
Hello.
Hey, how the fuck are you?
Fucking hey, I like where this is going already.
Yes.
How you doing? I'm Dorian.
Hey, Dorian. I heard about something going on with you tonight. So,
are you
dropping by the mansion? There's a rip-roaring party right now happening down in the basement. One of our guys is trying to conjure up a bottle of scotch.
Oh, awesome. So, I tell you what, I will bring a bottle of Everclear.
Oh, done. Done, done, and done.
Done? All
done,
right.
Done, and done.
I've got to bring my Ouzo. I like my Ouzo.
Oh, opa.
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 See, he knows what I'm talking about.
I know. I'm multicultural. I'm worldly.
I can't join the party.
You can't join the party? Why? What's going on, girl?
I have to beat my slave tonight.
Oh, well, we can send a private jet. Find somebody else to do that.
No. I'm working one deal at a time, but next time, count me in.
One deal at a time. Oh, jeez. All right, so there's limitations. I get it. No problem.
Well, tonight.
What else is going on, girls?
Well, what is going on with you? Let's hear what's going on with
you. What do you guys want to know? I've got all of Utu's secrets right here, ready to air out tonight, exclusive only. What do you guys want? What do girls want to know? Huh?
What's the shoe size?
What's her shoe size? 13 and a half.
Awesome.
And he's 6'3".
She has this thing that she thinks it's all relative. I have
to
warn you, sis, it's not.
We have a nickname for Utu. We call him Lorenzo Lamas, if anyone's old enough for that.
Yeah. See, no, I think he's way cuter than Lorenzo.
No, he's way cuter. All right.
He's way cuter.
So what else you girls want to know? I'm all here. I'm all here. This is the tell-all session with Drago. Tell-all session.
Well, I want to hear about Drago. I've heard about Utu. Now I want to hear about you.
Well,
so how
you
long have
know?
You been in the band? Have you guys all been in for 10 years, or did you come in later? Or?
I don't know. I don't have enough fingers to count that high anymore. Usually Utu doesn't let me talk much because usually I get into trouble when I say stuff. So, I don't know, I've been in, I don't know, about 10, 11, no, 8 years, somewhere in around there. Above 5, less than 10.
So we understand you guys play a variety of instruments. What do you play?
Well, the djembe, I play the zhum-zhums, once in a while keyboards, a whole variety of stuff. We just rotate instruments sometimes. You just figure out what's missing and you just jump in.
Did you say zhum-zhums?
Zhum-zhums,
that's
yes.
That's what I was getting ready to ask. What are zhum-zhums?
Zhum-zhums are two-sided drums. Usually you put them up on a stand and two people can play the either side. We play ours upright. We have two little zhum-zhums. One's called Mustang, the other one's called Guinea, and that gives us all of our bassy sounds when we're up on stage.
Oh, cool. See, now, Akbar would have killed me for asking that. Because I probably should have known that. Play strong.
I thought Zhum Zhum was another name for tits.
No, honey, those are tatas.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tatas, I forgot.
Ooh, actually, we have Adrian on the phone. Do you mind if I bring him in, too?
Adrian? Where
yeah.
is he? I haven't heard from him all night.
He's probably in the South Wing. Hold on a second.
Bring him on.
Adrian, are you in the South Wing or the West Wing?
I'm in the South Wing. Is Utu there, please?
Hey, it's Drago.
Oh, hey, Drago.
What?
I don't know what time you guys are going to be here because I looked everywhere. I can't find you guys. If you're out right now, can you?
We're in the. What direction are we in? We're in the north. Can we? This isn't north. This is east. Okay, we're in the north wing. Lucha says we're in the north wing.
Oh, because I thought you guys were out. I'm in west. I thought you were out. We're almost out of toilet paper. And
well, forget the toilet paper. Dice is downstairs getting drunk, and I brought some meat over to Utu.
Oh, I thought if you guys were out, could you pick up some on the way home, please?
No. Forget about that. Come over to the east wing for a bit. I've got meat here.
Oh, meat's good. You got toilet paper.
Oh, he has meat.
Yes, we have meat. Meat and wenches tonight. That's what's on the agenda.
Well, you can keep the wenches. I want the meat.
Tell you what, I'll keep the wenches. Anybody can have the meat. Free for all on the meat.
All right, party at Utu's house.
Party at the DRD mansion.
All right. We'll
just
be
another
there. We'll
Friday
there,
night here at the DRD mansion.
So, Drago, where are you from?
Where am I from? I'm originally from Sicily.
Wow.
Oh, I got family in Sicily.
Hey, forget about it.
I am an original Esposito.
An Esposito? You know there's a hockey player named Esposito.
Oh, yeah. Phil. I keep getting asked, are you related to Phil Esposito? Yes, actually, I am, but not.
Are you really related to Phil Esposito?
Not the hockey player, but my Uncle Phil.
Oh, your Uncle Phil, not the hockey player.
Yeah,
a little known secret is that a couple of us are diehard hockey fans here in the DRD.
I really like hockey. I'm not as devoted, but I do love hockey. I love watching it for the fights.
That's it. Funny thing is whenever there's a big hockey game, we always go to Adrian's section of the mansion because he usually has all these finger foods and a fridge filled with meat.
And he lets you have some, too? That's awesome.
Oh, Adrian's awesome.
That's really nice.
Oh, yeah. I always share.
That's good. That's
Adrian,
good.
Where are you from?
Where am I from? St. Catharines, Ontario.
Ah.
Cool. God. I've never been up to Canada. I want to go up so bad.
Oh, it's a beautiful area.
Bring your skis. You can ski in July here.
Really? Oh.
No,
oh,
not really.
Sis, I know where I'm moving.
Kidding.
Is it at least
Yank
chilly?
Is your cord, dear. He's not
no,
serious.
See,
he's
my dream, is to live in a place that's cold, like, year-round. Like, Scotland would be perfect. I've been there once, and that was, like, the perfect temperature. I would probably get too cold in the winter, but I could always stay in the house. I don't like summer.
It's nice and hot in the summer. I love summer. Heat, sun, good.
I like
good
the
sun.
Cold.
I will trade you.
Oh, I like the cold. More reasons to snuggle in the cold.
See, there
listen,
you go.
Ladies,
like,
I've got to go. There's a situation happening here. I'm going to pass Utu back on. I think Utu and Adrian can keep you girls entertained. I got to go break up a few shenanigans here in the mansion. Hang on. Here's Utu.
All right, go get him.
Hey-o.
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 I had to go put on my kilt. Sorry, you know, it's Friday night. I got to get the finery on.
See, now you're just torturing us.
Started it. Now it's on.
Well, preferably be off, but.
Well, yeah. Anytime somebody mentions kilt in front of my sister, game over.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. I'm glad you finished it. You're much better at singing it than I am.
Who else you got in the mansion tonight?
What's that?
Who else is in the mansion tonight?
See, we got the one old gentleman in our band, Flint. He's the grandfather of the band, but he goes to bed at 6 p.m., so he's already been sound asleep. We gave him the Geritol, his medication. He's down for the count. That's actually where all the Sunday school kids are hiding right now. When Drago showed up with the wenches and the meat, it just got worse. So all of a sudden, your guys' swearing was nothing. So they're tucked in there with the wizard. Ian, who's the other member of the band, see, his job tonight, unfortunately, he drew the short end of the stick. He has to, you know, guard the grounds, you know, because where the mansion is up on a hill, and we've always got a host of Muslims and Christians, with pitchforks and burning torches trying to get in. So Ian's job is sniper duty tonight. So he can't be part of the shenanigans. He's out there protecting us so we can talk to you guys, you know. And then we've got Naresh, but we don't know what's up with Naresh. He's at one of the other ends of the mansion. He's sulking, doing something. We're not sure.
I can't find Naresh. I looked. I checked all the cameras. He's probably down in the basement again.
I actually see him in the queue. You want me to put him on too?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Please.
What's he got to say? Let's hear what Naresh has to say.
All right. Hold on a second.
I can't find Naresh.
Hello?
All the cameras.
Hold on a second. There we go. Hey, Naresh. They've been talking shit about you.
They're always talking shit about
me.
What's new?
I'm telling you, if I were you, I would come out of the east wing, and I think they're all in the west wing. They're gathering, like, toward the middle, but I would go and get them.
No, they're all in the north wing. I implanted them all with GPSs so I could find them in this place.
Oh, okay.
That's what I shout out.
So
they're
all in the north wing because I'm in the west wing, and I need one of them to turn on the computer behind them, the big ugly one, and turn the GPS function on because
I checked the camera.
One of my groupies like went to get me a drink, and she just texted me back that she got lost, and I implanted GPSs in them so I could find them too. So, can one of you guys just tell me where she is?
I'm looking at the monitor right now. It's not good. She's gone near the alligator pit. Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Hey, I like what you dressed her up in there, Naresh. She looks good, but yeah, she's gone now. She's gone.
Not again.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry. Well, hey, Drago's going to send,
you know
what? Drago's gonna send one of ours down
with
your
GPSs
way.
GPSs to stop this from happening, guys. Like, jeez.
Well, why'd you let her off the leash? We told you. You know,
I needed
you're the one
a drink.
That likes leashes. You like leashes, you like chains. Keep them on a leash, keep them on a chain. How many more times do we have to go through this? It's a good thing our mansion sits right on the border of Canada, United States, where there's no laws, right? Because this is going to get us in trouble one of these days, dude. This is why we're all not talking right now, okay?
Great. How do you explain I've fallen in the alligator pit and I can't get up?
You don't.
Oh, my. Oh, not again.
You know, they do make the leashes so that they look like those Princess Leia costumes, so you could actually get her to put it on without her even knowing she was wearing a leash.
Oh, hey, well, that's an idea.
You know?
That's Ian. Ian is the Star Wars fetish. We'll dress a groupie up when Ian comes in off guard duty because he has a thing for Star Wars, so if there was a Princess Leia waiting for him, you know, that'd be great. Unfortunately, Adrian, you might have to wear it, but, you know, if it's okay, then, you know, Ian will be good and drunk when he gets in tonight.
That's okay. This is not chewy again.
If you can, just get socks with, like, you know, like beanbag beads or something. Those, yeah, it kind of makes it look realistic. Just flesh color.
Oh, yeah,
so
that reminds me, Adrian. I've got all the duct tape over here.
Oh, I lost the green stuff.
Well, I got the industrial gray stuff.
Okay.
I picked you up, okay?
And we're almost out of toilet paper. Can you grab some?
Man, I picked the wrong night to tell my mother to listen to a talk show about my really deep, meaningful spiritual dad.
Well, I couldn't find you guys. I thought you were out. So, you know, I got in, you know, couldn't find any toilet paper. Not my fault.
Hmm. Is it maybe upstairs?
Well, I could check. I'll check the camera.
All right, you go check the camera, Adrian.
Oh, God.
So what deep question do you ladies have for this band now, you know? What spiritual...
I don't know that I could come up with something as deep as your toilet paper issue. I'm at a loss. How about where are you guys going to be playing next?
Our official next performance will be at a private show, actually, of all places, up here in Ontario where we live. It's a wonderful estate. We'll be playing for about 100 pagans in a small, intimate setting, which is going to be wonderful, just a couple of days after the solstice. And then the next big show after that for us will be at the... Spirits of the Earth. We'll be playing at another pagan festival in Canada called Spirits of the Earth. That's in July. and we're looking forward to that 10th anniversary. We've played, except for 1 year, every year at one of those events, so we'll be doing that. And then we go to Brushwood for Summerfest, which is a very historic and wonderful piece of property in upstate New York. And then we're, the whole summer we play a lot of different things. We'll be playing in a couple of parades, a couple of concerts for Canada Day, which is goes sort of in sync with 4th of July. So this is basically our summer session, which is pretty busy. It keeps us busy, you know. And then we also have rituals that we're drumming for, private ceremonies, because not only do we play for the masses of the pagan world, occasionally some mainstream events, but we also serve voodoo temples, voodoo communities, places like that that want that need us to drum for them or for us to go share. So we're always drumming somewhere. We're always doing something. And then we got our own magics that we have to take care of, you know. So it keeps us busy.
Apparently.
I mean, no wonder there's no toilet paper.
Well, yeah, you know, you work hard, you play hard, you know. So night times
exactly.
Is pretty much debauchery.
And we really
the
soft toilet paper. Not the crap that usually at these festivals, the sandpaper. You know the sandpaper? You've all had the sandpaper.
Oh, God. Yeah, I worked at a Renaissance festival for 5 years, something like that. Yeah, privy paper.
What? You mean they were cheating? Renaissance festival, you got to use your hand. That's all they had.
The three details.
I didn't really say paper. It was kind of like, you know, dried leaves by the time you got to the end of the day. It was like, ugh.
Please check out our sites. You know, go and look at our dates, because if we're ever going to be somewhere where somebody's heard us on one of these shows or whatever, or connects with us, we're pretty easy about meeting up with folks, especially if we're there. They come up and say, hey, how you doing? Especially, we'll be in Salem again. Every year we play the Witch's Ball in Salem, which is like a huge event for us every year. And we stay at Christian Day's house. You guys know who Christian is, obviously. So you can imagine all of us, we take the DRD mansion and put it in his condo, which is pretty fun for a few days. So, you know, you think you have toilet paper problems tonight? Oh man, it's just even when we stay at his place, it's pretty crazy. I mean, it's bad enough that we come with this horde of gypsy groupies, but then, you know, Christian, he's got gimps in boxes in every room, right? You know, a gimp in a box in every room. You know.
Well, and he's trying to get those Siamese twins. He's been trying to get those for about a year now.
Yeah, actually. Adrian's got a good lead on those. You know, Adrian's got some Asian twins for him, as a matter of fact.
Okay, now don't tease him. Don't tease him, because he will cut a bitch. He will cut somebody if he does. If you promise him Siamese twins and he doesn't get Siamese twins.
Well, they're not Siamese.
Well, really, Christian does like to be teased a little bit.
Yeah, I know, a little. I'm actually, I threatened him with
I learned that the
harm.
Hard way.
Oh. I'm trying to get him to stop up here on his way, because he's leaving from New Orleans to go back up to Salem soon. So I'm trying to convince him. I don't know, maybe you guys can cajole him to stop Sir Charlotte on his way.
Hmm.
Like, please. But yeah, if you guys are ever in Charlotte too, come on over, I'll cook for you.
Well, we've been, we get like, prodded like a weekly to come and play in North Carolina, because one of our closest American mommies, we have all these mommies who look after us in the States, right? They're mostly voodoo priestesses, but they take care of us, and one of them is Momé Madison from the Humfort de la Flambala Wado, and they're located in South Carolina, but she lives up in North Carolina in Asheville, just outside Asheville. And so weekly she's trying to convince us somehow to be stopping on our way and come into North Carolina and play. We've got quite a few friends down there, as a matter of fact. We've gotten to know people all over the States, of course. So, you know, our dream is to be able to literally take a good whole half a year off and be able to just go away for that length of time and just stop in and visit everybody that we've met, play concerts at the places we can play them, and you know, basically go and visit all the folks that we meet online, meet at shows, you know, meet through 6 degrees of separation. So North Carolina is on one of our to-do lists. You know, it's on the list. It's high up on the list as at least a stopover, you know.
And we have to go and visit our mom away from mom.
Yeah, so she's your mom away from mom. If you guys are ever in North Carolina, if you're stopping in Asheville, I'll pick up our friend Cindy, and we will head up to you guys, and we'll come see you.
Right on.
All right.
We need to get Raina out here, too.
Do we have any callers on the line?
Yeah, actually, we have one caller. Do you guys want to take a call?
Sure, if it's not the cops or the border patrol.
All right. Hold on just one second. Let me take bring them on. Hey, area code 334, you're on the air.
Well, I'm not a cop, but I come from a family of them. Are you still scared?
Not unless you work for U.S. Homeland Department of Security there and want our P2 visas. No, I'm pretty cool.
I'm a little.
I would like to extend an invitation to Alabama as well.
Alabama?
If you're coming down to North Carolina, we are hop, skip, and a jump down 85.
Just turn
right
up.
On.
So you have no excuse not to.
All right. Are you on our friend list on one of the social sites?
I believe I am on your list on Facebook.
Okay, well then just send a message or post on the wall and say, hey, it's me from Alabama. And then,
okay, we'll do.
We'll see what we can do. We
this
did try
Karen,
to get, like,
right?
I mean, we were down, yeah, mm-hmm. like, we were in Florida a month ago, so we tried to get the word out to as many folks down south as possible that, hey, look, we're down there. Like, we are down there. We're down there for 5 days, you know, come and see us. And it worked. We did get to meet a lot of folks that did take up the offer and come over there and hang with us for a few days. But, yes,
wonderful.
Alabama would be good.
Hey, meat is good.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
don't
we have somewhere to stay?
I actually brew my own.
All right.
Oh, cool.
So I would have to have enough notice to make some, but I'd make some extra.
All right. All right. It's Sounds good to us.
Get you guys drunk in kilts, you know?
Hey, when some of us get drunk enough, we don't even wear the kilts. We just wear what's underneath them, you know? And that's about it, you know, the true Scottish style.
And if you wear them right. Well, I am of the clans, so I know how Scottish men wear their kilts. I just wanted to thank you guys for the entertainment this evening. I'm going to let you guys go, but I will go back on headphones. And thank you very much. I love your music.
Thank you very much, Alabama.
Yes,
appreciate
thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks,
bye.
hey guys, hey, that's starting to make me think we should all. That's starting to make me think we should all meet in the foyer and hug this out. I mean, if Alabama loves us, why can't we love each other, guys? Really, and that's all we're trying to say.
Yeah, just get the school children out of the
way. Maybe
you
guys should come over to the West Wing because I gotta watch these groupies.
House is just ending, so you know.
I already lost one tonight.
Well, you know, we could always do that thing we love to do on Friday nights, groupie fights, right?
Drink.
Bring your groupies over. I'll get the pit ready.
Yeah, Drago's got his money on the two he brought in here. They're pretty rough around the edges there.
See, now I know how to get you all started with them. Just tell them, you know, so this one said you were fat. That's all you need to do and just back up and watch them go.
That won't work with struggles and groupies.
All right, easy now. Everybody just take it easy now.
Well, that's what I said. You know, back away first.
So, as you can see, we're a very sophisticated bunch of guys. We put a lot of spirituality into our music. And, you know, we're very connected to the gods and to the ancestors and to the spirits. That's, you know, as you can see, that's truly what guides us. And, you know, in all seriousness aside, all kidding aside, as they say, we do take our magic very seriously. We take our music very seriously, but, you know, the gods and the spirits and our ancestors in particular, they have a sense of humor. They have a zest for life. And the way you show the gods and your ancestors that you truly are appreciating being on this earth plane is to relish in all the things that it is about, which is laughter and, you know, abandonment, and, of course, in responsible doses to indulge and to imbibe and to really probe the senses and to, you know, break that doorway open to hear from them and to be able to tell them how much you love them and then to, yeah, enjoy life. And that's pretty much what we try to do every moment we have, because we know that what we are experiencing as a band is a gift. Like, we know that this journey of ours has been a very, you know, unique thing, and it's not common. especially in the pagan world, pagan music scene. It's, you know, for a band the size of this to get around as often as we do and have been together as long as we have, you know, we know every moment's blessed. We, every single time we get emails from people that have bought our music or met us along the way or that we've done healing for, you know, we don't take any of that for granted. You know, we send that message to everybody to read. You know, when we get up in the morning, when we go to bed at night, we're grateful. We're grateful even to be, you know, for you guys to invite us to be on the show. Like, it's all part of it. It's all just part of this journey that has been opened up to us. And so we're very grateful. That's why we love to have a good time because, you know, we live by the warrior code. You don't ever know what's going to happen tomorrow. You know, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. So live today like it's your last.
Absolutely.
Very, very well said. I love it.
Very, very well said, sir.
Very well said.
I'm glad y'all hugged it out.
Oh, we always have fun together.
No, you guys do. It sounds like, you know, I would just love to just sit in a room and just watch you guys go at it.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people have. And some of them don't talk to us anymore, but.
Just to sit in a room, having all of us together, you'd piss yourself laughing.
You know, truthfully, like it's hard for us to like, we're serious when we say this, but when we do show up at certain festivals, you know, they do expect, you know, they are expecting a raucous party out of our group because we come with sometimes with our staff, you know, with lights and our camera guys and various things like that. So people do expect, you know, that big party that comes with the Dragon Ritual drummer's name, and it's responsible enough. We've always been invited back. We've never been banished, except maybe for once. You know, there's only been one festival that really said, that's enough of that. We you know, and we said, hey, all right, we'll never come back, but, you know, just don't say anything.
That sounds like a boring festival.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty brutal, actually.
The honor.
Yeah. But, you know, so it's just a great way to live, and we just are very appreciative of everything. And, you know, but we do have to, you know, the times for us to get to the events that we have to play at, you know, we do live up here in Canada in Niagara Falls. We have to leave on a Thursday night. We arrive at the place sometimes late Thursday night, Friday morning or Friday afternoon, depending. And then, if we're not playing Friday night, well then whatever night we arrive, we've got to get a 7 to 9 hour drive out of our system. And there's only one way to do that, right? All the beer we got at duty free crossing the border. So, you know, we make sure that we acclimate ourselves and we make sure that we get really familiar with the bushes outside the cabin we're staying in and, you know, commune with the leaves and the animals. And we do what we can to just, you know, get that lactic acid out of the veins. You've been sitting in a van for all that time. You got to burn it off, you know, and then after the show, you know, of course we want to have a good time and you know, take in what we can. And you know, we're not just drinking for us. We're drinking for the spirits too, you know. So we're pretty much pregnant all the time when it comes to our partying. We're always partying for the gods and the spirits too because we have a doorway open to them. So they expect their libations through us.
Here.
So, you know, it's tough. It's tough. It's tough to drink for the gods. It is. It's not easy, you know. It's not easy. But
the sun comes up.
There's a lot of expectations.
Well, you know, Bacchus is one of my favorites. I love Bacchus.
All right.
This is like one of the rowdiest, strangest deals we've ever had.
And we're just being ourselves.
I know. I'm having so much fun. This is awesome.
Oh, God. Is anybody else on the line waiting to talk to our guests?
Actually, no. We don't have any other callers. I think they're having too much fun just listening. They're like,
changing,
we got to get into this.
Well,
actually,
you know, like we said earlier, if anyone is interested in what we're doing, you just got to follow us on our page. Every one of the Dragon Ritual drummers, our Facebook profiles are wide open. You know, they're not our birth legal names or anything like that. There's no connection to our families or anything. So all of our profiles are wide open. You know, all our pages are very different. We post a lot of different things, but you pretty much can get in touch with us anytime, and you just got to go find us through the DRD page. So our Facebook pages are always posting something. The DRD page is always posting something. Because we serve and drum for the Voodoo Shrine, there's always something going on there in the Niagara Voodoo Shrine. Myself, paganspace.net, which is a big social site there. They have a magazine coming out called Occult World Magazine, coming out in the next couple months, like actual on paper as well. I got a monthly column. Whenever that magazine comes out, there's a column in there for myself about voodoo. And I also write for Hoodoo and Conjure Magazine. When that comes out, there's going to be something in there about that. And inevitably, there's always a cross-reference between the Dragon Ritual Drummers and some of our work, because that's, you know, the voodoo spirits really have taken a big role in our manifestation. And we are connected to the dragon spirit of Niagara Falls. And it is, without that, there is nothing for us. And, you know, every member of the band, actually, we have a tattoo that you have to get when you join the band, that you get somewhere in your body. It was designed solely for us. It's the logo of the Dragon Ritual Drummers, that logo. Every member of the band gets that. It's a ceremony. It's a ritual. Even members that have come and gone over the years, they've left and they have that mark on there. It's an oath between you and that serpent power. But that only goes so far, and it's with the foundation of us, and it keeps us together. But, you know, inevitably, the pantheon of North American voodoo in particular. So while we do spend a lot of time with a gentleman named Prince Bamadili, he's a Yoruba prince from Nigeria. We drum for him and with him quite often. We don't spend a lot of, and at times, you know, there's the Ifa tradition, the Santeria / Lukumi. We do some drumming for them as well, but the main tradition that we are part of is the North American voodoo tradition, and that is the basis of Americana music and rock and roll, because the crossroads and where the legend of the crossroads, how rock and roll was born in America out of the music of the African slaves, the music of the poor whites, how they combined, that's something that is big part of our music. You know, it's a big part of our lore, something we serve, something that we're aware of, and something that is, you know, that drives us. You know, so even though we're playing in a drum troupe, you know, rock and roll is a huge part of everything about us. You know, whether it's our attitude or it's the way we approach our pagan drumming tribal music, we're connected to rock and roll. We're connected, and that's Papa Legba, the spirit of the crossroads. You know, the voodoo spirit of the crossroads, where to this day musicians still go to the crossroads, you know, and make that offering to get a blessing, to get increased art and increased inspiration. So that is a huge part of our music, and so that's a big piece of us. And that's why you'll find at times there's a lot of writings about us in the voodoo community, or you'll see that we're part of it a lot, and it confuses a lot of people in the neo-pagan movement, because they're wondering, are you guys all voodoo drummers? Are you all voodoo drummers, or are you pagan drummers? What is it? Well, you know, if you were able to sift through anything out of the show tonight, like we said, we belong to a pagan men's circle that serves the serpent power of the Niagara region here. It's an antiquated, ancient water dragon. And that's where that is our local connection. That is what's kept this band together, you know, for over a decade. It's what's kept the men's circle that formed out of, you know, that we formed out of for 16 years, you know. So that's a foundation there. And at the same time, we all have our own different traditions that some of us, you know, are experiencing on our own time, or, you know, we've met somebody that we're really interested in and want to learn from. And so, you know, the best thing is we see each other, we get to share that with each other. So, you know, you're going to get something in any given time in this band that's going to be everywhere from voodoo to Hindu to, you know, a European witchcraft to some Native American, at least mysteries to a degree without, you know, overstepping the boundaries there. And, you know, it's literally our door is open. And because the way we offer our drumming and the way we offer our magic, it attracts a lot of entities, you know. And so when one shows up into our group and manifests something for us, then we say, okay, you now have a place within our circle. And we usually try to offer them something in the form of a song that we'll record in their honor, or a CD named after them. Like, we had a live CD many years ago that we released called Odin's Booty. You know, Odin's Booty.
Ooh.
And that was because before we ever started to play in the United States, it was in the winter, we had a big winter gathering out here, and we made offerings to Odin, you know, very elaborate offerings to Odin, to ask him to provide us with, you know, that Viking ship, because we were going Viking. You know, we were going to be going into America, you know, collecting money, you know, selling music, and, you know, and getting booty in all shapes and forms, you know, treasure, money, and booty, you know, like we knew it was going to be that way. We knew we were going to have to exude a little bit of arrogance and all this stuff. So we called upon him, and then before we knew it, a year had come and gone, and we had toured so far, so much through the States, it was hard for us to even realize. And so we took all the live recordings of that and put it together in an album. We called it Odin's Booty and released it to honor him, you know. And so we always try to make offerings to the gods. You know, that's the one thing you have to do, is people call them a lot in your times of desperation and such. But the key really,
yeah,
we found, is to celebrate and to share when you're at your highest, and to include them then, and to give them the offering while you have the ability to do it.
Absolutely.
That's what keeps this band
exactly
on it.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, before he hangs up here, do you mind if we bring a caller on again?
Absolutely.
All right, hold on a second. And I know who this is. This is Brian. I didn't recognize Karen's number before. Sorry, Karen. Hey, Brian.
Hello, love.
Hello, darling.
Bye-bye.
First and foremost, I want to let the guys from DRD know that they have a hot bed and a hot meal welcome in South Carolina anytime they come to this area.
South Carolina, all right.
Oh, yeah. And I have a question, and it is, what is the weirdest festival you guys have been to?
The weirdest?
Oh, yeah.
The weirdest festival we have ever been to. Well, before anyone says a name, we might want to just keep that to a state before we burn a bridge or something. So I'm just talking to the other guys there. They're on the line. You'd have to break down weirdest into – we could have subgenres of that. So I'll put that to you, Drago, if you can think of the most weirdest one. Like, for example, well, I know there was one in Connecticut that was definitely the weirdest one that I would say. It wasn't the Home Harvest Gathering. We love them, or the Connecticut Pagan Wicked Network. Fantastic group of people. There was this other festival in Connecticut that was very, very, very strange. And it's hard to say what was going on there.
Erotic Arts.
Oh!
Erotic people there.
All right.
Erotic Arts.
The Rochester Erotic Arts Festival. Forget about Connecticut. We got
yeah,
invited.
That's
the
one I was thinking.
Rochester Erotic Arts Festival. We were told to be prepared for the craziest, kinkiest experience ever. So we were like, well, I guess we better. And they gave us a big penthouse hotel suite at the top there with these adjoining rooms. We were like, this is going to be the best weekend of our lives. Like, really, guys? We hit the jackpot. This is a few years ago. We've hit the jackpot. And we got there, and then they invited us to play, or to come and play, like literally play, like tap, tap, smack, smack, at their dungeon.
And the king's dungeon.
We got there, and if any of them are listening right now, we're sorry. But you know what? We got there, and we were like, hey, this is pretty hardcore. This is like a hardcore, underground, erotic group of people. So we came prepared. We have these doctor scrubs. We wear these scrubs once in a while, and they're covered in blood. And we have these doctor name tags where we're like morgue workers that do horrible things to dead bodies. And we were like, so if we're going to go to the dungeon, let's go dressed up, eh? So we showed up in these blood-soaked scrubs, and, you know, and it was pretty tame. We basically ended up, you know, sort of taking over for a little while and had to basically duct tape Adrian up to show them how it was done. So we kind of – that was definitely the weirdest thing, dude, to be honest. So, Ryan, that's it. Like, we went to the Erotic Arts Festival, and we were pretty much, you know, the rowdiest, most erotic thing that was going on there.
Yeah, but
you know?
On the way
pretty
there,
well.
You – on the way there, you were like, okay, don't do anything stupid and try not to embarrass us. It's like, boring.
I've actually been to a couple of, they're called fetish fairs, because I'm switching genres right now, but I started out writing erotica. So I've got about 4 books under my belt, but I did a couple of those fetish fairs, and it's not what you expect.
No.
You know,
hey.
They're very nice people. They are very nice, but it's
very, very,
very
nice.
Like, you can only imagine the sort of fetishes that runs through this band, all right? So when we found out we were going someplace, it was like, hey, guys, this is where we get to totally go crazy, you know? And what we found was actually quite conservative, and it wasn't pagan. So there was and that was weird. The one in Connecticut was weird because it was just it was so conservative and so like not the farthest thing away from anything that we ever could imagine what paganism is possible.
Low-key.
Yeah, very low-key, very strange. And really, those are probably the 2 weirdest ones, you know. But they're every once in a while. You know, we've been doing this for a long time, and unfortunately, like, we videotape everything we do, everywhere we go, and at times we look over stuff and go, oh, kind of totally forgot about that state, you know, and then we're watching that like, oh my God, I totally forgot about that. Yeah, so there might be one that's not you know, in their minds. But the Rochester Erotic Arts Festival was the biggest letdown ever.
Don't get me wrong. Like, I did enjoy myself. Like, when you guys weren't looking, I was enjoying myself. But it's just when we walked in there, it was like they must have thought they're just going to stand against the wall and try to, you know, blend in with everybody. We just walked up, and it's like I went up to the young lady at the door, and I'm like, got any duct tape? And she's like, yeah. Yeah. Well, we must.
I think
just,
the first thing we did was, like, they had, like, this front, what'd you call it, living room area, and then there were some double doors going into the kink dungeon. And they normally say people, like, first time, stay in that living room area. We went right through into the kink dungeon, split apart.
Yeah. Oh, God, no, you didn't.
Started looking at everything.
Yeah,
like,
excuse me, pardon me.
We went to different corners of the kink dungeon, like, separately. Like just going, wow, this is kind of neat. Let's see what they got. And then when we came together, we're just going, like, you mean there's nothing really going on?
Yeah,
and
Adrian
was,
says he loved it.
Yeah, there's still duct tape.
Well, he got duct taped, and we beat him.
Wait, so you guys went, and there was absolutely nothing going on?
Well, there was
stuff going on, but not the rowdy
things we were prepared. We were expecting. So literally,
we
duct taped Adrian. We duct taped Adrian to a big stockade and then said, all right, everybody, like, all right, it's one of our guys here. Anything goes. Come on up. Let's get a party. Let's do this. And, you know, nothing was happening. So then, I don't know who was with me, we found a little mommy area, which had, like, you know, baby cribs and grown-up diapers and stuff. And then we were taking pictures with the diapers and laughing, and that's when we kind of realized, I think they want us to leave. When we were posing with the diapers going, check us out. And it's like, yeah, I think it's time for us to go.
Looking for the souvenir shop.
I should put you in touch with my friend Celia Tan. She travels around. She lives in Boston, but she travels around doing that. She runs specialized fetish fairs. I'll put you in touch with her. But yeah, they hold after hour parties and stuff. I think you guys would do fantastic, especially the one that happens here in Charlotte. Wow, these people get crazy.
Yeah,
I'm gonna send.
They're fun, you know, and we thought we'd play a few more of them, but we have to turn down events daily because we can't fulfill all the places that people want us to play. And most bands would, you know,
yeah.
It sounds ridiculous, like, oh, that's so terrible. But it is terrible because, you know, we get invited to play in, like, New Mexico, like, you know, just on the show tonight, hey, come and stay in South Carolina, come and stay in Alabama, come stay in North Carolina. Like, you know, unfortunately, it's not realistic that, you know, when we – that's why we've spent – and we've sort of tapered down how much we've played this year and part of next year so we can focus a bit more on and penetrating into the world music scene, because that's what we've been able to do, because this lineup – we've had different lineups over the years because all the drummers come from the men's circle, but this unit we have now has been together closer to 5 years, and that's the longest we've ever had six members for that length of time, which has given us the ability to, you know, really get into, you know, competent forms of music. And so we've been playing some mainstream events and larger events and representing the pagan music scene. So that's what we need to focus a bit more time on. And so our goal is literally to be able to get onto some more mainstream events, and then while we're doing those tours, we can stop off and play all the little pagan shops, pagan festivals, and places like that they've been asking us to play for years, and we can only get to them once in a while. And so, you know, hopefully within the next year, that is what we're going to try to do.
Well, definitely many blessings and much energy to that endeavor, because we would love to see you guys, you know, just blow up big time. That way
That'd
we could
great.
Say, oh, we knew you when. And are you still there, Lena?
Yeah, I'm just soaking it all up, baby. Just soaking it all up. I was,
She's
the band
me.
Sounds. The band sounds like a pagan version of Menudo. What happens? The guys hit a certain age and then they're out of the band? What happens when someone leaves?
Well, we have no age limit because Flint is the oldest gentleman in our band. He's 63.
Sorry.
And then our group right now ranges from late 30s to early 60s and everything in between. We've got in every decade there. So
most
it's a pretty vast 30. Group. It's a very vast group of
awesome.
Of, that amount of ages groups. But when people leave, you know, it's mostly due to the fact that because people are, like, you know, we have one friend who got into had serious back problems, and he couldn't travel anymore, and he couldn't. And then, but also we were starting to cross the border a lot more. We only played in Canada for the first few years of our band. That was it. We were just a Canadian Pagan drum troupe, and we played the
yep.
Canadian Pagan Music Festival. And then we broke into the States and started playing a lot more there. That entailed some legal work, you know, and some people couldn't cross the border, you know, and weren't allowed to. Other people, you know, work, whatever it is that their reason is. Sometimes it's a personal issue, not going to lie. Like, sometimes somebody just says, you know, I'm really not down with this no more, and, you know, it's all good, and just I'm out of here, and that's the way it is, you know. And there's been different points. Like, every year we have another vow of, like, okay, well, here's the goals we're going to set this year. Who's down with it, you know? And we've always got – so, like, last year, you know, we did have a border problem. So for quite the first few years of traveling the States, it was easy. And then the United States government, Homeland Security, found out who we were and decided to make the process a lot more complicated. And so this year, we can't just add shows, like, you know, to the States. We had to fill out these P2 visas and become, like, you know, working people of America, you know. So we can work at the States now, but we had to have contracts signed. We had to do a lot of work, and it cost us a lot of money. We had to join the music union. We're union members now, you know.
Oh,
so
awesome.
it's a huge endeavor to get into that. And so, you know, we get a lot of people asking us, you know, I want to start a drum troupe. I want to start a pagan drum troupe. What do I got to do? And our answer is always like, I don't know. You know, like, this is bottled lightning over here. You know, we don't know how it's going to ever be repeated. We don't know. And the dedication it takes for everybody here to stay in this band, believe me, like, we've got, you know, there's members of families, you know, wives, girlfriends, you know, committed relationships. You know, we have guys that are going to school, you know, finishing off education, professional jobs, you know, like, there's people that, so somehow for the last 5 years with this six-man unit, with the jobs everyone has, we're able to take off, you know, at times, like, almost once every month, or twice a month, or sometimes three times a month. We leave on a Thursday and come home on a Sunday, and people are back to work on Monday, you know. So that is, and then, you know, we have our personal time and our personal projects. So it is tough. It is tough. You don't do what we're doing unless you seriously have a love for paganism, you know, sometimes, you know, we end up at some place, like, you know, Brian was asking about weird places. You know, there are times we end up, you know, spending the night in some community somewhere, and we just can't wait till the dawn arrives so we can get the fuck out of there because it's crazy, or we don't ever want to leave. You know, there's times where we get to some place and we just feel like, wow, you're like, oh, what a place to live. Like, you know, we meet certain communities that just, the weather is beautiful, the people are beautiful, like, just, you know, you see, wow, what a gorgeous thing. And so we're so lucky that we get to see that, but it's just a nonstop chaos machine. That's what it is. It's just battling chaos, and trying to survive.
Blood, sweat, and a lot of tears. I don't think any of us would argue about, you know, becoming full time Floridians. No problem there.
Yeah, Florida.
Well, yes,
Florida is
really nice.
Florida seems like a very tough place to live. You know, like, Yeah.
Yeah, I know. All those daiquiris and God,
the
those,
beaches
that
and the warm weather, the
coming.
Palm trees. Yeah, yeah. That was
no,
yeah, and,
no.
And
New Orleans,
I know,
half the band in the past has been down to New Orleans, and that's another place that, you know, just like exudes us. You know, we love it there. You know, New Orleans is such an incredible place. And, you know, Salem is as well. Like, I mean, granted, we're there usually for a week and during Halloween tide, which is just surreal. It's like Disney World of witchcraft. Salem at Halloween is like literally Disney World of witchcraft. You know, all the muggles are dressed as witches. The town just comes to life, you know, and that place is beautiful too. So we have homes away from home, you know, in Brushwood, the place in upstate New York, we have so many people look after us there, the Daltons, these people that feed us and look after us. And so we have like homes away from homes that literally, you know, we just love visiting those places because we know, okay, this is home right here, you know, and it's beautiful. We see a lot of incredible generosity. We see a lot of paganism at a grassroots level. And granted, you know, it's never rosy. You know, it never is. At times we're there long enough to hear about the drama or hear about the politics in town and stuff. And that's just everywhere. There's nothing you can do about it. It's just human nature. But as long as good people stay, you know, dedicated to the craft and try to forward it and don't get, you know, don't listen to the bullshit that you read on Facebook and stuff. Like, you know, just like lately online, you just read so much negative crap, you know. But really this movement got to where it was because of people spending time together, you know, getting together, sharing magic, you know, sharing meals, You know, sharing meals is the best thing you can do. You know, you can just get together and have food together and talk, and that usually is a wonderful moment right there, the simplest things in life.
Oh, absolutely. Like we've been to Salem so many times, and Christian Day, he's from the first day that we got there, he has made us feel welcome. He has made us feel like we're home. We don't have to ask for anything. It's provided for us, and if we can't find it, we go out and get it. But he's never made us feel unwelcome. He's always been like our brother, where, you know, you don't have to ask.
Yeah.
It's there.
And it's
I
like
think
that a lot.
Yeah.
Like wherever we go, there's always someone that's like adopted us into their family.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah. And if she's listening, hi, Mama Kate.
Aww.
Yeah.
I'll say hi to Mama Kate, too.
I think we're all saying hi to Mama Kate. And
Frank. Yeah, Mo May Madison and all the Fort de la Fambalueto, the Dalton Camp, Christian Day, Starfire from Pagan Space. You know, there's just so many people that, you know, Priestess Miriam from the New Orleans Voodoo Spiritual Temple, you know, they're just people that just look after us on a level that is, you know, it's hard to put, you can never thank those people, you know, you can never thank them enough for everything they do for us, you know, it means so much to us, and we know that when we have trying times, we are able to sit down here in different wings of the mansion, you know, and think, you know, we're pretty lucky, like, you know, maybe only one part of the mansion has electricity tonight, but you know what, that part has electricity, and that's the place where we're going to have the groupie battles tonight, and that's, you know, that part's going to have lots of toilet paper, you know, that's the place that's going to have the beer.
Yay!
You know, ladies, it's just like, this is just another Friday night in the DRD mansion, you're hearing it right now, you know, that's just what it is.
Well,
you know what,
we're so glad that you guys invited us in for a while. It has been an interesting look into the world. I mean, fascinating.
Welcome.
We appreciate the hospitality, and you fucking wash those mouths, eh, ladies?
Yeah, I'm just on a pogo stick. I'm a fucking cuss. I am a goddamn lady, all right?
Fuck.
I am a fucking lady.
I'm
fucking A.
Eloquent, and I am just, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure doing.
Well, before
she's
we say, good, before
she's
we say goodbye to these
I,
ladies, before we say goodbye to these ladies,
right,
let's all, hey, all DRD members, let's meet in the foyer. We're going to hug it out, all right? Groupie wars in 10 minutes.
All right,
you guys. We appreciate you inviting us in. It's been awesome. We hope to see you again real soon.
Right.
And we're going to say goodnight to you guys for now and keep rocking on, you guys.
Right on.
Ladies,
thanks a lot.
You're always welcome.
Good night,
you're
ladies.
You're always welcome. Grab a chair. Make me a drink.
Make you a drink.
All right, but you make me a sandwich first.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Good night.
Good night and blessings, guys.
Hey, Brian. Brian,
yeah,
before you go.
Yeah.
You're stopping through here, right?
Yeah.
I wanted to say to everybody out there, Brian and his fiance, Travis, are getting married this month.
Yay!
So we want to wish you guys all the best and many congratulations. And I'm glad you called in because I wanted to say that to you.
Hi, absolutely, and every happiness to you and your spouse. And hi, Travis. I hope you're listening.
Oh yeah,
we love you.
He's plastered from the computer, laughing his ass off at us.
Oh,
now he's staring at me, red face, like, "Oh, I got busted doing something."
Yeah, uh-huh. Some flash boobs.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just kidding. Listening to you.
We're going to sneak in some DRD into the wedding music, too. We're going to be playing some Mountain Mystery.
Awesome. I hate to do this to you, but we got 90 seconds to go, so we are going to wrap up. But call in next week. We're having free night next week.
Hi.
So
I love
we're
y'all.
Just going to be BSing. We love you, too. You guys have fun. If I don't, well, I'll talk to you.
Of course.
But, all right. Well, we love you guys, and this has been such a fun show. I really enjoyed this.
Hi, Alexis.
I'm telling you. So go check out Dragon Ritual Drummers. Go get some of their CDs. They're out of T-shirts right now. They need to get T-shirts in because I want one. But thank you guys for calling in, and we love you. Bright blessings to everyone. You want to close this out, sis?
Desperate House Witches, my name is Raina, and this is my lovely sister, Dorian. Blessed be, everybody.
Bright blessings. Night.
Blessings, darling.